One of the desert tribes called it the Cenotines, sir. They had a sophisticated but fundamentally flawed...
Yes, 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 said Vimes, who could recognise the verbal foot getting ready to stick itself in the oral door. But do you know what it means?
I could find out, sir.
Good.
Incidentally, were you able by any chance to find time to have a look at those leaflets I gave you the other day, sir?
Been very busy, said Vimes automatically.
Not to worry, sir, said Visit, and smiled the one smile of those doing good against great odds. When you've got a moment, we'll be fine.
The old books that had been knocked from the shelves had spilled their pages everywhere. There were splashes of blood on many of them.
Some of these look religious, Vimes said. You might find something.
He turned. Detritus, have a look round, will you? Detritus paused in the act of laboriously drawing a chalk line around the body.
Yes, sir. What for, sir?
Anything you find.
Right, sir.
With a grunt, Vimes hunkered down and prodded at a grey smear on the floor.
Dirt, he said.
You get dirt on floor, sir,
said Detritus helpfully.
Except this is off-white. We're on black loam, said Vimes.
Ah, said Sergeant Detritus. A clue.
Could just be dirt, of course.
There was something else. Someone had made an attempt to tidy up the books. They'd stacked several dozen of them in one neat towering pile, one book wide, largest books on the bottom, all the edges squared up with geometrical precision.
Now that I don't understand, said Vimes. There's a fight. The old man is viciously attacked. Then someone, maybe it was him, dying, maybe it was the murderer, writes something down using the poor man's own blood and rolls it up neatly and pops it into his mouth like a sweetie. Then he does die and someone shuts his eyes and makes him tidy and pile these books up neatly and does what? Walks out into the seething hurly-burly that is Ankh-Morpork?
Sergeant Detritus's honest brow furrowed with the effort of thought.
Could be there's a footprint outside the window, he said. That's always a clue worth looking for.
Vimes sighed. Detritus, despite a room temperature IQ, made a good copper and a damn good sergeant. He had that special type of stupidity that was hard to fool. But the only thing more difficult than getting him to grasp an idea was getting him to let go of it. Detritus was particularly good when it came to asking questions. He had three basic ones. They were the direct, did you do it? The persistent, are you sure it wasn't you what done it? And the subtle, it was you what done it, wasn't it? Although they were not the most cunning questions ever devised, Detritus's talent was to go on patiently asking them for hours on end until he got the right answer, which was generally something like, yes, yes, I did it, now please tell me what it was I did.
Detritus, he said as kindly as possible, there's a 30-foot drop into the river outside the window. There won't be...
He paused.
This was the River Ankh, after all. Any footprints would be bound to have oozed back by now, he corrected himself, almost certainly.
He looked outside, though, just in case. The river gurgled and sucked below him. There were no footprints, even on its famously crusted surface. There was another smear of dirt on the windowsill. Vimes scratched some up and sniffed at it.
Looks like some more white clay, he said.
He couldn't think of any white clay around the city. Once you got outside the walls, it was thick black loam all the way to the ramtops. A man walking across it would be 2 inches taller by the time he got to the other side of a field.
White clay, he said. Where the hell is white clay country round here?
It's a mystery, said Detritus.
Vimes grinned mirthlessly. It was a mystery, and he didn't like mysteries. Mysteries had a way of getting bigger if you didn't solve them quickly. Mysteries pupped. Mere murders happened all the time, and usually even Detritus could solve them. When a distraught woman was standing over a fallen husband holding a right-angled poker and crying, "He never should have said that about our Neville," there was only a limited amount you could do to spin out the case beyond the next coffee break. And when various men or parts thereof were hanging from or nailed to various fixtures in the mended drum on a Saturday night, and the other clientele were all looking innocent, you didn't even need a detritic intelligence to work out what had been happening. He looked down at the late Father Tubelcheck, It was amazing he'd bled so much, with his pipe cleaner arms and toast rack chest. He certainly wouldn't have been able to put up much of a fight.